If you walk here in 2012 and beyond, you'll have a spectacular view across a whole new landscape. It's London's first major new park since Victorian times. 2,000 mature English trees are being planted among miles of pathways and waterways, and meadows will flower around the Olympic Stadium. This southern part of the park will keep the festival atmosphere of the Games, hosting special events with cafes and bars and a boat service on the river. Looking north over the Olympic Stadium towards the Velodrome will be quieter spaces along the banks of the River Lea. The various waterways on site are being restored after decades of neglect. 30,000 tons of rubbish, including shopping trolleys and even cars, have been removed. Water quality has been dramatically improved and riverbanks have been renewed. And after the Games, the new riverside access that the park is opening up will mean that you can cycle all 27 miles from the source of the River Lea in the Hertfordshire countryside south through the Olympic Park right down to the Thames. Now, you might not think it, but the kind of neglected post-industrial site that this was before construction began often makes a welcome habitat for wildlife. Many animals had made their homes here: newts, toads and common lizards, and birds such as kestrels, greenfinches, redstarts and kingfishers. And this biodiversity is being protected during construction. 2,000 newts and hundreds of toads have been moved to a local nature reserve, and an artificial nesting site has been built for sand martins nearby on Hackney Marshes. And when construction here finishes, many will be returned and joined by others, like the birds and bats we hope will make their homes in the nesting boxes that have been built into the venues. Surely one of the best views in London from a bird box high up in the Olympic Stadium.